This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Welcome, it's Monday night, it's live, my name's Phil, 7:30 to late. Get your views in, get your comments in. Another good day at the office yesterday. Leicester went away to Blackburn, 4-1 win. Fairly nice and easy. What do you think? Get your comments in. We want your views in the next 30 minutes. Who was your man of the match? Let us know in the comments about that. Which was the best goal yesterday and why? Why did you like that? Leicester are top of the league, starting to look like this could be what we all want this season to be, and that is a swift return to the Premier League. Is Vardy looking sharp again? Took that goal really nicely again yesterday. Nice to see him doing that. Some of you will probably want to talk about passing out from the back. Does it do you nut in a little bit, or do you just have to stick with it? Been asked a few interesting questions on that. And of course, we've got Preston up next on Wednesday night. The games come thick and fast, Preston and then Stoke. So in tonight's Fan Zone show, we're going to be looking very much back at yesterday's game. Reed is going to be joining me. So get your views in and get your comments in. We want your take on yesterday's match.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. Are you ready for the show? Thanks to our sponsors, ADT Taxis, Everard's, Pucka Pies, Pink Car Leasing, Leicester Riders, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Peter's Pizzeria, Hope Against Cancer, and Newbie and Co-Estate Agents. We want your views, we want your comments, so join us live. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
As I say, welcome to the show. Don't forget, if you're watching this live, you can obviously get your comments in and we can put them up on screen. Good evening to all those who are watching. Gav, Matty, Nick, Bubba, hope you're well out there in the States. In Enzo, we trust, he says. Dawn, good evening. Great result. Yeah, I agree with you. Richard says, Vestergaard, man of the match. We want to know who was man of the match yesterday. There was a few contenders in there. I think it was... Was it ended? He given it in the end on the TV, but who do you think? Good evening, Foxy. Richie, hope you're well. Good win yesterday, says at Blackburn, top of the league. That's all we need, isn't it, Richie? Just be top of the league. Chris says, good evening. Nick says, Vardy, best goal. The GOAT is back. Nice to see. He looks the previous game and obviously yesterday starting to look a little bit more like the Jamie Vardy we all know and love. Foxy says, great result. Hopefully we can build on this great run of form. It is, I believe it's one of the best starts for any team in the Championship. I'm no stato, as you know, but I do believe that it is one there. Scott, good evening to you. Carlos, hope you're well watching out there. My man of the match, he says, was Ndidi. Carlos, you've got to pick one. You can't have to, or you're having two. I don't know. If you want to have two man of the matches, you can do. Keith wants to get technical. Not happy about the white shorts with the yellow top, Pierpoint out. For you older fans, a bit of Barry Pierpoint out. We've chatted with Barry. He's a good guy. Keith, I thought it was weird. The orange tops with the white King Power on it looks a bit lost. That was what I was thinking. All the other prints black, but the King Power was white anyway. We're getting into the nitty. If that's all we've got to moan about is the colour of the kit, then we're in a good place, isn't it? Foxy says, yes, Nick, with you on that. He's talking about something else in there. Good evening, Simon. And Gareth says, can't wait until Wednesday night. I'll be there thinking it's a 3-1. We will get on to score predictions nearer the time. John Towers says, Vestergaard player of the season. Listen, he's doing, we found his level by the looks of Vestergaard. I'm not knocking him, but he's done well. He has done well. Nick says, we're winning. Can't moan whether we're passing it around the back. Honestly, I had somebody ask me today in one of our little fan chats we're on. Somebody's honest question was, would you rather us be playing better and end up finishing third, or would you just rather finish first and be playing like we are? And I was like, I said, I think that's a silly question, because, of course, we just need to finish first, don't we? That's my take on it. As long as the 3 points get in the bag, game in, game out, I'm not too fussed about how we play. And I think we've played all right, to be fair. Sean says, Vestergaard will be a miss at Preston, yes, because he got his another yellow card yesterday. Showing his class now, Maresca has the Italian master, has the golden touch there. I think it's more Vestergaard. Listen, he's a Danish international, mate. He's played Premier League for a lot of years. He is a Premier League player. We didn't see the best of him in the Premier League, but he should be cruising in the Championship in there. Patrick says, Wednesday night's ref is the idiot who was the VAR at the Spurs-Liverpool farce. I tell you, Patrick, it is just a tiny silver lining of being in this. I can't stand the Championship. I think you all know that now. I can't stand it. I want to be out of it as soon as we can. But I do enjoy not having VAR around. It is a small silver lining in there. But think, do I moan too much about being in the Championship? I can't stand it. I just want to get out of it. Bubba says, would have given the man of match to Vestergaard, but that fifth yellow out on Wednesday. Still had a good performance. Dave says, fantastic result on Sunday. Andy says, don't like this playing out from the back. Very sloppy passing. Literally gave them their goal. It could cost us at some points this season, but I think probably, Andy, look, the results are there, and that's where it is. Simon says halfway to safety. Yeah, we're already there. Obviously, we're on 24 points. As Claudio would say, 16 more. Let's get to 40 and see where the season takes us. Oh, how times have changed there. Patrick comes on to say, won all the games in all kits we have won this season. Got to be a first in there. Andy says, yeah, shame about McAteer. It was a shame he pulled up there. I've not seen what the latest is, but hamstring. When you pull up like that, something's popped. And that could be a couple of weeks out, maybe a little bit more. Louis says, we're not even in second gear and we're winning 4-1. Only going to get a better and improve. Enzo Ball is quality in there. Sonderax says, never thought I'd be upset about not seeing Yannick. Yes. All those people. Now we're going to be missing Vesti on Wednesday. But five bookings. We've only played 9 games and he's got 5 yellows already. It's a bit hefty. There's a few others. I think is Winks on 4? KDH, is he on 4? There's a few out there. Gary says, playing out from the back is so dangerous, but if manager likes that, we go with it. And we'll see if Connor Cody comes in and plays well in there. Craig says, obviously it would be months away, but do you think this squad is good enough for the Premier League? It's a good question, Craig. I don't want to curse things by really getting... Let's have that debate, Craig. Let's have that debate when we really are up there. It's very early in the season in there. I think there's signs, just to answer you a little bit, there is signs that the team is perhaps shaping up to be good enough for the Premier League, but we will have to see in there. Scott says, so you'd be happy with being League One? No! Well, although the 1 year we were in League One, Scott, it was quite entertaining. But again, a bit like this one, it'll be hopefully quite entertaining because we win a lot and just go up. But honestly, I have gone Premier League snob. The last 9 years, everything we've done, I am like, I don't want to be in the Championship. I just want to get out of it as fast as we can. Listen, keep your comments coming in as much as you can. We're going to react to them all the way through. And I'm going to add Reed in. Reed, good evening. Hope you're well.
I'm good. How are you?
Good, Reedy, you were at the game today. We're going to keep doing this in the normal fan zone show. Matty says, Stoke, Saturday, Phil, fancy a pint. Yes, Matty, we'll see you in the Fox and Saw outside, please. Jono says, fan TV graphic have gone all like the away kit. Yes, of course. Reedy, yesterday's game.
Mm-hmm.
It's 4 goals, 3 points. Job done.
Yeah, I guess so. Obviously, we won, so it's brilliant. I think we can all say different fans have different opinions. Yes, we're winning games left, right and centre. We can't be complaining. But I don't know. At times yesterday, I actually said to myself in the first 20 to 25 minutes when we let that goal go in to make it 1-0, I wasn't sure we were going to win it. Just because of how slow we were playing. And there was many fans around me saying we're playing too slow. And that is the style we're playing. I get that. And eventually we have won 4-1. Good four goals scored. And I think that's because of the quality we've got in the side. I think that is the difference between us winning games and losing games. And somewhere like Hull, where we were 1-0 down, we just couldn't get through them. Whereas every other game, we're just seeming to not breeze through them, but we're seeming to have too much quality for the teams against us.
Yeah, I think that's going to be it. A lot of fans would probably say, Reedy, we're probably in second gear now, I would say. We're not really firing on all cylinders just yet, but that to me is good because we're top of the table, clear by a couple of points. If this isn't Leicester at its best, and Enzo a couple of weeks ago said Leicester's playing at 30%, you know, we're going in the right direction, aren't we?
Yeah, of course. And like I say, we've got players like Winks who are still given a 7 out of 10 every game, even more. Some games you've got, obviously, Vestergaard, who a lot of people are craving about now. I'll be one to say that I've never slated him. I thought he was a decent defender. He's just getting scapegoated, I guess. And
who, Vestergaard?
Yeah, I think last year.
Yeah, to be fair, Reed, you've always said you thought he's a decent defender.
Yeah, and obviously he has gone down to a different level, so maybe that's why he looks better. But like I said, I think if he had a consistent game, like I said, like he did in Southampton's team for a few years in the Premier League, he wasn't a bad defender. I think now he's getting consistent game time. Like someone like Kel, when he gets consistent game time, you see his level improve. So I think there's just so many quality players that we've brought in or we've started playing now that we can see there is quality there.
Yeah, Paul says here, I thought our wingers looked a bit tired, apart from Yanis, who looked our best outlet in there. Andy says he thought JJ was a little bit suspect on Sunday. Richie's saying Enzo's doing a great job at Leicester City. One thing I wanted to, you know, there's a few things to talk about here. And let's start with Jamie Vardy, Reedy. He took his goal ever so well. It was a nice move as well, fast move, nice cross. I think it was Ndidi put it over to him, but he took that ever so well. And again, I don't want to say is Vardy back to his best because this is not the Premier League. And again, we're not playing at Man City. I think all fans have to keep putting things into perspective. But Vardy is looking hungry and sharp. We saw him score the goal the week before against Bristol City and go up to the away fans. It's quite nice again to see Vardy score again. Is he starting to look not back to his best because it's a different level?
I think he's starting to show the signs that we always kept thinking there would be. I think before we kept saying he's not done, but he's got to a level where now he kept having the ball behind him and he wasn't getting to the ball enough. And every time he went in for the goal, he missed it. There was many chances where we said he's just not good enough anymore. But now he's showing his standard again, where on another day, a few months ago, he would never have scored that goal. And he scored him kind of back-to-back games now. He scored at Southampton as well very early on. So I think he's fitting to the system more. He's coming back like the Kelechi Iheanacho role was. He's coming back more and getting the layers off and whatnot for him to make the run again. And I think that's what we're seeing the best out of him, because as well, he's getting competition with someone like Iheanacho, because in my opinion, Iheanacho's not been amazing. And that's where Vardy has to come in and prove that he has to be that main striker to go play.
Well, Andy says here Vardy is now a Championship striker. He is getting towards the end of his career. So, in a way, I'm not going to say it's played into Vardy's hands, but Leicester dropping down a league. But it probably does suit his age. He should rip the Championship to bits, really, a player of his quality. If you were a Championship side and you'd signed Jamie Vardy in the summer, you'd be chuffed to bits, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, and it's even, like you said at the start of the season, he's a player that, even if you bring him on in the 60th minute, your whole fan base and the team will be like, oh, holy crap. We're playing against one of the best strikers in the Premier League the last 10 years. So it's undoubtedly one of the hardest things to defend. And like you say, he scored goals for fun last 10 years. And I don't think he's going to stop this rate, because he has scored 3 or 4 goals now. And because the way he's playing, he probably will get 10 to 20 goals if he keeps getting starts in the game.
I mean, John Tower says here, Vardy isn't what he was, But he has enough for this level. I still don't think we have a first choice striker. I think John, I think it is Jamie Vardy. He is the first choice. If he's got that hunger and if his fitness levels still look pretty decent in there, if the balls are played in front of Vardy like the goal was, he's going to get onto it, Reedy.
Oh, exactly. That's his game plan. That's how he plays. Obviously, he has to adapt to the Enzo style. Like I said, coming back into more of the midfield role to ping the ball across or pass it along so he can make his run again. But like I said before we know how his style is to put the ball over the top or put the ball in front of him. He can't get the ball and then make the run. Where the last 10 games, we haven't been playing that over the top ball. It's been getting onto Vardy and hopefully he runs onto it and scores. And that's how he's been doing the last couple of games. So,
yeah, Andy says Vardy's on 174 goals. Love to see him hit 200. I agree. There is a chance that could happen this season. Carlos says Vardy is always will be amazing, but age gets to us all, mate. Trust me, I'm well aware of that, Carlos. And then Bubba says here, this is quite interesting, there is plenty of time for Vardy, Nacho and even Daka. Because, again, I know there's a break after this Saturday, but again, this championship is quite relentless, isn't it? With Preston and then Stoke, you know, that's three games within 6 days, or even six days, isn't it? So I think we will see more of Nacho and even Daka, Reedy.
Yeah, like I say, we've not kept one striker in the entire season. We've had Kelim majority of the starts and then Vardy been coming on. And like I say, vice versa, whereas Vardy starts, Cole comes on later on. So it's good that we've got kind of depth. And obviously, Daka did come on in the Cup game. But even saying that Daka's a £20 million striker, he might have not been showing it, but we've got that price tag on him. If we need someone up front, we have to bring him on because you're not going to bring a defender on. You've got to bring an attacker on to try and do something in the game. So there's no point not having him on the bench, at least, to have to bring on. And like you say, Kel, Vardy, all of them have been swapping. So it's all depending on who we're playing and how is best fit the striker is to play.
Yeah, Richie says Vardy, Nacho to play, not Daka. Gary says sell Daka, keep Nacho in January. Craig says here we've counter-attacked a little bit more often and quicker than we did under Rodgers, which is why Vardy is coming good again. It's not, I quite like to see us play those through balls a bit quicker, and it is quite nice. You can see perhaps some of what's going on in there. We had a comment in there, I just need to find it, about injuries. Coming on here, Scott says here, sorry, do you both think that we'll have enough squad depth with injuries and suspensions coming into play now? We're only 9 games in, Reedy. Obviously, Connor Cody's coming back in. We've got Callum Doyle out, injured. We've got McAteer out, injured. Vestergaard out, suspended. And then there's two or three players on 4 yellows, isn't there? Is it Dewsbury Hall and Winks?
I couldn't tell you. I think Winks is on. I'm not too sure about Dewsbury Hall.
But I think, Scott, we and Reedy, I think we do have a decent squad depth, and that's exactly what is the difference between us and most of the other championship sides, is that squad depth.
I don't know if I agree, because I was saying to you before the Liverpool game that, like, for instance, if Winks or Ricardo got injured, we haven't really got that much of a backup. We've got good depth in a lot of areas. Like I say, wingers, we've got too many of them. Strikers, well, now once Cannon gets back fit, we'll have 4 strikers ready to play if Daka doesn't go anywhere. It's more on certain positions where if you do lose the likes of Winks to injury, who have we got? People would say Chowdhury, but Chowdhury's been playing in more the centre-back role or wing-back role when we do go forward. So I just don't know who would replace certain positions. Like I say, now... who came out for Doyle? Doyle came out, Justin came in, which is a good fit because he plays in that left-back role when we go defensive. But then now Vestergaard's out, you've got Cody, and then you've really got no one else other than that. So we've got depth in a lot of areas and then just got no depth in other areas. So I guess it's fine, but until someone else gets injured, like Comment says, I just don't know what we'd do if someone like Winks gets injured.
Yeah, Patrick says, of course, we've got the African Cup of Nations in January. We've got a few players who will probably end up in that. Mm-hmm. I'd like to hope if we need reinforcements in the January window, though, Patrick will go for it in there. Michael's saying, Michael's talking about Kasady is going to have to show us something. I've seen quite a few people comments, really. Obviously, you were there at Ewood Park yesterday. I think a lot of us thought Kasady was perhaps one of the big loan signings who's going to make a big impact for Leicester this year. And okay, we're only 9 games in, and we've seen, you know, he's probably not had a full run in the side, but jury's definitely out at the moment with him, isn't it?
I have to agree. Yeah, I don't know. There's something about him where, obviously he scored that goal to win us the game against. I can't remember actually who it was against. I think it was. I can't remember, to be honest. I'm just trying to think of the game. Cardiff. Cardiff.
Yeah, I think it was, wasn't it?
But yeah, like I say, he did well there. But other than I think it's just times where he just seems to lose the ball a lot. He gets the ball, but then I think he seems a bit clunky on the ball. I think that's the thing I could probably say. He doesn't seem too confident on the ball at the moment. So someone like Kelechi does when he's not got game time. I think he's scared to not pass the ball at times. So I thought he'd be the one to come in and be that kind of Ndidi replacement, because I didn't think we'd ever play with Ndidi in that role consistently. But he's doing well now. So maybe this Cassidy will be the guy to come on instead of Ndidi at like the 60th or 70th minute to impact the game, because he did do it against Cardiff. So I'd hope to see more from him. But like I say, he's young. He only played at Reading last year. He didn't get too many goals. But that's why he's gone out on loan from Chelsea.
Do you get that comment, Reedy?
No.
He's too young, Patrick. I get it. It made me laugh, mate. I'll explain it to him tomorrow in the office. The councillor, good evening, sir. Reedy, you got a salute, the councillor. Thank you. Good evening. Great result away from home. We are massive. It does seem to suit us playing away from home. I think partly because the teams have to come and have a go. There was a stage, obviously, yesterday. Hermansson makes a decent save, which could have changed. If that had gone in, I think they should have finished it. I think it was poor finishing, but Hermansson did save it. And then what was it? Probably within a minute or two, we've gone up the other end and obviously got that goal. I think the away games will suit us better, Reedy, than the home games, because teams will come. I think Preston will come and park the bus a little bit, even though they're up near the top on Wednesday.
That's how it's going to be. Preston, they're going to come to us at home. Everyone's going to expect to come home, come to our ground at the King Power and try and get something out of it. They know that they can't just go out and try and attack us, because they're going to probably get punished. So that's why they're going to have to do all they can to get even a point from us and say it's a good point away from him. Everyone says if you go away and get a point, it's better than nothing. So that's what most teams are going to do to us at home. That's why we've got such an amazing form away, because we can go out there and just try and smash teams to pieces. So, and that's what we have done the last few games. We've scored, 7-8 goals, maybe even more in the last couple of away games. So it's good to see. And like you said to me, it'd probably be a good away season for me, because we just get to see wins every single week.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Obviously, we had 4 goals at Southampton, 2 at Norwich, and then forget Liverpool, but then 4 away at Blackburn. So it's a decent haul in there. Preston, I think tomorrow you're going to do a proper match preview with Sam, aren't you, about Preston? But just dipping into Preston, they got beat 4-0 at home to West Brom. Strange result.
Yeah, I think the difference in quality between us, Ipswich and Preston are the fact that, like you say, we have got depth. We have got depth. We have got higher level players. We have. Winks has come down from the Premier League. Cody's come down from the Premier League. Yes, I think they could have got a Premier League side, but I think we did well to get them. And we're showing the quality now, because we're winning most games of the season already. And that is the difference, because I do think someone like Preston will drop off. They have lost one game. Ipswich have also lost one game to Leeds, who are another relegated Premier League side, which probably shows why we should be beating the likes of Preston on Wednesday, because we do just have too much quality compared to them having probably a better team effort. Like when we won the league, we just had more of a team effort than having amazing players.
Yeah, indeed. There, Sean says the system works. It was Blackburn booing their players, not the away fans. I think he means there. Dorco, watching on YouTube, says Vardy is still our sharpest striker, physically and mental. We can play him till he's 40. John Tower says Preston started well, but are dropping off. There should be, and again, I don't want to be big-headed Premier League ex-supporters, really, but we keep saying it. If you look at the total squad that we can pick from for every game, even with a few injuries and a few suspended, the starting 11 should still be stronger. And then that bench that comes on really is even stronger, isn't it? So it brings it out there. So team, no offence to teams still like Preston and Stoke on Saturday, it could well be 6 points this week, Reedy.
Well, yeah, I was just going to mention about the Liverpool game. In the first half, we basically filled half a B team and we were winning the game. And that's when I said at half-time, when we're winning 1-0, we've got a heap of players to bring on that normally start in this Premier League, in the Championship side, sorry. So all these players could come on and just see out the game. Yes, it obviously didn't happen because Liverpool are too good, but that's what I mean. We could fill out half a B team and, in my opinion, it should be enough to beat most Championship sides. And that's just because of the quality they are. Choudhury played against Liverpool last year in the Premier League and did well. There's players in our squad that's not playing in our Championship starting 11 that are too good for the Championship. That's how it is. And like I say, we should be getting 6 points, but Preston have been doing well. Yes, they lost last game, but that means that they want a win or even a draw even more than they probably wanted because they lost the last game. So, and Stoke, again, we beat Bristol City at home. They were 2-0 up against Stoke and Stoke won 3-2 in the end. Then there's no easy games in this league, but with the quality we have, we should easily be putting them past everyone.
Yeah, Dean says here, the scary thing for the rest of the Championship, we're only going to get better. Mm-hmm. Still early days with Enzo. Vardy said it yesterday in there. Scott says could be 7 points clear of third come Wednesday. I think for me, we've just, and I've said this at the start, we've just got to keep winning. I know I sound awful saying it maybe, really, but I just want to get out of this league as fast as possible. Some people have, I've been reading comments about the performance and I'm like, we've just won 4-1. You know, just take the win and move on. And let's get to Preston. Let's beat them and move on to Stoke. Let's beat them and move on and just keep doing it that way and get out, escape this awful league as fast as we can. The VAR, there's been obviously a lot of VAR chat in the Premier League, if you notice any of that, Reedy. It is refreshing to not have VAR at the matches, isn't it? It's took me a few games to get into it, to go, it's in the back of the net. There's no flags. We're all celebrating. This is a goal.
I don't know. I have two opinions on VAR. One is the fact that I think VAR in general is completely fine. It's the people behind the VAR that are getting all these decisions wrong. The VAR only can show what the cameras show. The people behind it have to make the right decision. So normally when I'm in the Premier League and we have got VAR, yes, you have to look at the flags. Yes, you have to wait about a minute or two before you get an agreed goal. That's completely different this year because now we score a goal or someone goes down. If it gets given as a penalty, you know it's a penalty because like the Vestergaard one yesterday, with the moment he went down, I knew it was a penalty, but that's where you'd have VAR going in to involve it, see if it was a penalty. It just takes too long. Whereas now we know if they go down or if we get a goal, it's either a goal or a penalty. So it's good to see that we don't need to be waiting.
Scott says here, Phil, you say about getting out of the Championship, but if you look at Burnley, for example, they are struggling this season. Scott, again, I hear what you're saying, and so is Sheffield United a little bit. I really don't compare us to Burnley, I'm afraid. And again, I just think we're in a different zone. We should never have got relegated last year. Leicester getting relegated was more like a club like
reset.
Spurs getting relegated, because we've had a better last 9 years than Spurs. So if you'd have seen Spurs get relegated, you'd have said they're coming straight back up. They're going to be far too good.
But that comment there for me is like, I don't know, you're saying would you prefer to be winning games consistently throughout a season in the Championship or be in the top league? Yes, you might struggle at times, but to be playing the, like I said, the best teams in the world and trying to do your best against them. In my opinion, I just want to be in the top league and stay up just.
That's a great question. There's plenty of people watching this live. So if you're watching this live, you can put in the comments now and answer this question. And be honest, people be honest, because some people will say that they would rather be in the Championship racing to a championship title, winning week in, week out, because that's what they want to do. And that's totally fine. I get that. There's a little bit of me going, yeah, it's nice that we keep winning and it's all great. But honestly, I've watched enough, so many seasons of us in the championship. I just want to see us in the Premier League actually having a go, because we really had a go in the Premier League for a few years there, and we won it. And we were finishing in the top half, the top five. We nearly qualified and should have qualified for Champions League properly twice. And we were competing in Europe. I want to go straight back to that and get out of this league. So my answer is I have no interest. I'd rather see us battle in the Premier League than be in this league. What's your take, Reedy, before we get on to people's comments? Because some people will go for, I'm enjoying winning every week and the championship.
Don't get me wrong, I'm loving winning every week. It's nice to see a win for once. Because, last year, we were losing back games left, right and centre. So, don't get me wrong, I'm enjoying it at the moment in this championship. But, and I will say this, if we do get promoted this year, I don't think it'll be comfortable in the Premier League next year. I don't think it will be. But this is where now we are basically going to be back to the basic of when we first got promoted last time. We will struggle. We nearly got relegated the first time we came up last time. And then obviously we won the league the year after, which was obviously a fairy tale. But I just want to be in the top league. Even if we are battling and we are losing games, my focus is just staying up, because we will get them shot wins. Wolves beat Man City this weekend. That was not meant to happen. They did it. And I think everyone who's a Leicester fan, if we have done it before, if we beat Man City next year, if we go up and we're losing every other game, I think you'd have that in your memory more than just winning every game constantly against Hull or against Cardiff. You'd want to be beating the big teams, even if you are losing a lot.
Yeah, Matty says fighting mid-table will do me. I'm sure Matty means Premier League in there. John says, I'd prefer us in the Premier League, but not like last year. Last year, Jono was just gutless. That's all that happened. I've only seen Leicester do that a couple of times in my life, be that gutless over a season. Sean says, the promised land is a must. Win ugly if necessary. Richie says, we'll be back in the Premier League. Gav says, Premier League for sure. Bubba says, better to finish 17th in the Premier League than be top five in the Championship. Not even close. Mm-hmm. I think most people are on the same wavelength here, but not everybody is, which is in there. Scott says, I don't care what league we are in, Leicester, and that's all that matters, which is fine. Scott, I get that. And some people might prefer to see us have a fantastic season in the Championship than have a...
People just love watching football. That's me. Yeah, for me, as much as I love seeing us win and lose... Well, not just lose. I don't like losing games. What I'm saying is, I just like to go and watch the football. If we're bad, I like to moan. If we win, it's great to see. And that's just how football is. Even if, like I say, now we're in the Championship, I've not changed how I feel. I'm going to go to the games every single week. So, wherever we are, even if we get relegated again this year, don't know how, if that's even possible. But again, wherever we are, I don't mind. I just would prefer to be in the best league of the footballing league, I guess.
Yeah, Carl says, enjoy winning every week, but the Premiership is where we need to be. The councillor says, possibly Mavadivi is Premier League class, so long as we keep buying the right players. We've had that debate, haven't we, Reedy? He might be. We won't know until he's playing in the Premier League, is the honest. That's all. Me and Reedy have had this debate. Reedy's already said...
I think there's many players that I've said that I think are better the level than what we think they are. But that's just because we're on the Championship now, so we have to class them as a Championship player. Winks dropped down when he probably could have been in the Premier League side, so you'd probably say he isn't Premier League quality now. There is many players. I think Vestergaard is Premier League quality. He's just gone down, and now he's proven it too well, I guess, because he's shown how good he can be.
Yeah, Carlos says Phil hates the Championship. I'm with you, mate. Honestly, I do. I dread to think... If we don't get out this season, I dread to think we'll be stood here next year running Leicester Fan TV, chatting with you all and talking about the Championship more, because I really, really struggle to get excited about talking about Watford, Stoke, Millwall, Plymouth, Birmingham. It's interesting. This season is vaguely interesting, Reedy, in the fact that we haven't played some of these teams for 10 years, but I've played Birmingham enough. I remember us playing Plymouth. I've played Millwall and been to the Den. I don't want to go to Millwall and the Den again. I want to go to the Etihad, or I want to go to the King Power and see Alfie Haaland play against us and see if we can test ourselves against the best teams in Europe.
Alfie Haaland, I think that's his dad, mate.
Oh, you know I live in 1989. His son.
Yes, Erling Haaland. Yes, I know.
I always say it. How many times are we going to get that wrong? Alfie Haaland. People, youngsters will be like, he doesn't know what he's on about. I'm watching players from 20 years ago. Mm. That's what's going on in there. Anyway, listen. Reedy, you're going to be doing a live video tomorrow with Sam, a tactics show. Looking forward to the Preston game, aren't you?
Yes, yeah. Keep an eye out of that, because obviously we're going to predict our teams. Mine, Sam's team's probably going to be quite different in the last few weeks, have been as well. So, again, with Vestergaard out, we have to see who we're picking for that position. And then, again, wingers, who plays now, because McAteer is out for a few weeks, unfortunately. So, and then who obviously goes up front? Does Vardy start again, or does Kelechi Iheanacho? So make sure you keep watch of that.
And final comment of the day, Sean. Thank you, Sean says. Calm down. We will reach the promised land. Thanks, Sean. I'm coming back to that comment in about 7 months' time. And Sean, you've promised me now that I can calm down and we're going to be in the Premier League. So everything's good, Reedy.
Of course it is. We're winning games left, right, centre. And I will say that I said to Sam earlier on the way out that I do think we're going to be not champions, but I think we're going to be guaranteed promotion within 5 to 10 games to go. I just feel like that's how we're going to be, because I just think we're going to be too good and we're going to be too far away from most teams to even catch us the way we're going.
By Saturday at 5 o'clock, really, we could have 6 more points in the bag and already be on to 30 points after 11 games. And that's what we need. And that's what we want. Listen, we'll see you at the match on Wednesday. Hopefully we've got a watch along. If for those of you who aren't down at the King Power, Reedy's got his tactics show tomorrow. And then obviously this Saturday. So a busy week here at Leicester Fan TV. Thanks for all your views, all your comments. Thanks for Reedy for joining me. We'll see you very, very soon. And I'll see you next Monday. Cheers all.
Thanks for watching Leicester Fan TV. Thanks to our sponsors, ADT Taxis, Everard's, Pucka Pies, Pink Car Leasing.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.